We're here starting your day right with Marketing Espresso, your marketing caffeine hit of the day.
Hello, hello. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. Okay, like I can't sing, whatever. Just bring a new app. So today, maybe I'm a little bit batty. It's a Wednesday afternoon, big day at work, but a good day. So I hope you've all had a really great day too. If you're listening to this in the morning, I hope that your day is great. If you're listening to it in the afternoon, I hope that you got something out of the day. Or if you needed a pick-me-up, I hope that this podcast is doing that for you in my sing-songy voice. So today I want to talk to you about what is your secret sauce. So secret sauce is something that I literally had not heard this expression until probably 2020. A lot of expressions came out in 2020, right? Well, this was my favorite because I think when it comes to our businesses, when it comes to our marketing, when it comes to why we do what we do, it's really important to understand us. And it's really important that we get clear on us. And it doesn't matter how big your business, it doesn't matter how small your business, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, and I spoke about this in the last episode, I mentioned the word IP a lot. So your intellectual property. So these are the things that you know. These are the things that you've learned throughout your career. These are the things that you bring uniquely to the table because only you can bring them to the table in the way that you bring them to the table. No one else can. So it's really important to find out what those little nuances are, what those little things are that you know that no one else knows or no one else can articulate in the way that you know, because these are the reasons people are buying you. They're not buying you because they, you know, they're buying you because your services are great, maybe the pricing is right, but at the end of the day, they're actually buying you, especially in small business. And even in bigger businesses, people aren't dealing, if you're a really big business with 100 employees and 20 BDMs or like salespeople, no one's buying you because of the brand. Like, yes, the brand may come with esteem and you've done a lot to boost that brand, but at the end of the day, the brand is backed by personalities. People buy people. So understanding your secret sauce and what you bring to the table, not only from a business owner point of view, but if you have a career, this is really important to know this stuff because it's you. It's what you bring to the table. It's what every single time that you feel imposter syndrome creep up or you feel the self-doubt creep in or whatever it is, you can actually go back and say, no, this is my secret sauce. This is what I bring to the table. And this is why it's important that I'm here having this conversation or that I'm here promoting this product or that I'm here promoting this service. So how do we actually discover what it is that we know? This is a fun one because, okay, we all get so busy being busy, okay, that we actually forget to stop and think about the things and the uniqueness and the amazing talent that we actually bring. Oh, look, some people definitely do it, right? Some people definitely know, but for the rest of us that, you know, are really trying to understand what it is that we bring and how we articulate what we bring to the table. And even, you know, in recent times, I've had people ask me if I can put it into models about what, you know, my uniqueness and what it is that I know and how I can, put it into a model. And I think, how do you put all of the marketing elements into one? But it's about packaging up what we know, and then that's how then we can learn to sell ourselves and also sell the services and know what we like. All too often, and I did this when I got into business, I got so busy just doing what the autopilot that I'd always been doing that I just autopiloted my products. So it was, okay, I'd always done that in corporate, so I'm just going to offer that in my business. And that's definitely not the best way to go about starting a business, having a business, because at the end of the day, then we're not actually selling or creating a business of the things that we want to be selling. So back to the point, how do you actually figure out what it is that you know? So it's about actually being really self-aware of the conversations that you're having and the questions that people are asking you and how you're answering those questions. Because once you start tuning into these conversations, then you start going, oh, a lot of people ask me about marketing strategy. A lot of people ask me how I get started in my marketing. And if you've got the answers to that, well, that, my friend, may be your expertise. But maybe you turn around and you're like, I hate marketing strategy. People might be asking me about it, but I don't love it. So then really that is how you find out what you're actually known for. And then if you actually want to change that direction and say, no, I want to be known for XYZ, I want to go upskill, I want to go, then it's about the messaging and the behaviors that you put into the world to really then craft your secret sauce, because no one else has crafted it for you. So for me, I know that I have a really strong, history and marketing strategy. I understand the whole concept of executing and implementing and having consistency. They're the things that I always constantly talk about and I always come back to, but they're also the things that other people are always asking me about. The other way that you can really get clear on this and understand yourself and also what you enjoy doing and what you can do is by actually taking real notes about what you do in a day. So not just your to-do list, but actually, okay, cool, what are the actual little things that I'm doing throughout the day that I hate doing, that I love doing, that I want to learn more about, that, you know, people are asking me questions and I'm not quite skilled in that, or I am, or, you know, and actually really, really thinking and stepping out of the doing and actually look down on yourself as a viewer, you know, like looking on your life and actually pull apart. Yeah, the conversation. I think the conversation piece is a really important one, because I learned a lot about myself from actually listening to the questions I was asked, the conversations that I was having, and even the way people had been talking about me when I wasn't in the room. And the way that you can find that out is asking feedback. Well, people naturally generally give it. You know, I've had a lot of people give me really great feedback on what they hear other people saying. So getting those conversations and really understanding that is how you actually learn your secret sauce, learn your expertise. And in that, you can then craft messages on how you go to market, craft your products, craft what your unique service or product is going to do to solve the problem and the pain points of your ideal customer. Because it all interlinks and it all works together in order to create the amazing business that you have or the amazing career direction you're taking. So that is my little tip today, and I hope that it's been helpful. There's a lot of mindset stuff in there again. I love this stuff. I love coaching, and I think that another way that you can get really, really clear on this stuff is to invest in business coaching or to invest in coaching in your career and actually take that path. I've done both. And to be honest, I wish I'd done it years earlier. It has been the most transformative thing that I've ever done. So I highly recommend, if you feel a bit stuck on how to actually start doing that and you've just started in business but you've got cash flow, that's a really great way to actually understand yourself better, because that's going to completely transform the way that you market not only your personal brand but your business brand too. So I hope that's been helpful. You know where you can find me. All of my details are in the show notes. If you have anything that you want me to cover, please get in touch. I would love to hear from you. Have a really great week.